You're listening to Copeland Morgan Media, your source for investment property analysis, education, and advice. Find us online at copelandmorgan.com. So a very common scenario we run into all the time. Landlord investor wants to buy a property and they get it under contract and we're going through. And one of the things we tell them is, hey, okay, go shop for insurance. You got to bind insurance coverage for closing. And then the insurance agent says, we need a 4-point inspection. And that's another unique Florida thing. Yes. We have this inspection form called a 4-point, which looks at the roof, plumbing, HVAC, and electrical. And half the time, the 4-point comes back from the inspector and they say, well, you got some stuff going on here in the electric panel. You got some cloth wiring. Maybe there's something wrong with the roof. So my question is, what are some creative strategies that investors can use to get to closing on properties like this? How can we navigate this tangled web of insurance to bind some kind of coverage on a property that has some, maybe they're minor 4-point deficiencies, sure, but maybe it's a foreclosure or you know, an out-of-state owner says, I ain't fixing nothing, you know? Yeah. And so what are some strategies you've been able to use to get people to closing if there are 4-point deficiencies?
Okay. First, I'll say, never send a full inspection report to an insurance agent or an insurance company.
Great point. And I tell people that all the time. Never give them anything except exactly what they ask for. Don't you dare send them that 40-page report that lists every defect in the house.
Yeah.
So that's a great point. I love it.
Yeah, because the underwriter is going to look at, you know, the paint doesn't match and they're snitching on the policy if they're having a bad day. So yes, get the 4-point. Again, like you said, it goes over the roof, the electrical, the HVAC, and the plumbing in the house. And now the reason they look at those four systems of the house is that they're the most things that cause the claim. Obviously, the roof blowing off during a hurricane, the pipes breaking, the AC breaking down, and the electrical causing a fire. And a lot of those have recalled items like a recalled electrical box in the house, like in Florida and everywhere else, Federal Pacific panels cause fires, blah, 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 or polybutylene piping, which is recalled, causes, you know, water claims. Now, when you do have those problems, now I will say, going back, did the insurance companies, you know, a couple of years ago used to give you 30 days to put the new roof on or get the new Federal Pacific panel? Yes. Are they allowing that now, especially on the roof? No, you do not have 30 days to put on the new roof. They want a permit and it fixed before closing. They are not taking a chance over those 30 days. Usually on hot water heaters, another major issue. If it's 15 years old or older, they are not taking it because they realize in those 30 days is when most of these claims are filed, unfortunately. So there are things you can skirt around. You can maybe get 30 days on the electrical panel. You can maybe get, you know, 30 days on getting a new AC, but the hot water heaters and the roofs, you have no wiggle room right now in Florida. And they were requesting, and it used to be like you had 30 days to turn in the inspection afterward. No, now they need to be reviewed by an underwriter before they'll even bind coverage in a lot of cases. And then on top of that, most insurance companies now will come out and do an outside inspection. And some insurance companies, depending on the value or the age of the home, will request to do an internal inspection. We'll even send you a link and say, hey, you know, Jeff, you better do this on your phone. And guess what? Compliance, there is no argument for compliance now. It's 100% compliance or we will drop you. Now, if an investor does run into a situation, can they get a policy? Yes, there are broken down versions of like the DP3 policy, which is called a DP1. They'll exclude coverage like water damage. They'll exclude coverage for like vandalism and theft. But they'll say, you know, well, we don't really care about the pipes because we're not covering you for water anyways. So you can get those. They're recommended as a temporary solution till you can fix the problem, which, you know, you can get a Lloyd's of London policy. You can get one of these policies that's probably not going to give you a lot of coverage. It will suffice to cover major things like wind damage and a fire burning down the house or a liability claim, which is a whole different story of happening. So it's going to cover you temporarily. And usually they come with what they call minimum earned premium, which means you're paying 25% down of whatever the annual premium is, and you're not getting it back. Whether you cancel in a month, whether you cancel in 4 months, that's staying there. So it really behooves you to probably keep that policy for at least probably, I would say, a year to get your money out of it and then move over to a better insurance policy. So to answer your long story short is, yes, we will put you in one of these temporary insurance policies and be calling you at renewal time and say, hey, Jeff, we're moving you over to a better insurance policy. And guess what? The price has come down a little bit. We just need a new 4-point inspection showing the updates. We're all good.
Cool. So there's almost always a way to get it done. And I tell people that all the time. And they say, no, they just said they couldn't do it. I said, you need to talk to a different insurance agent. There's always a way. You can go surplus lines. If it's vacant, you could use, correct me if I'm wrong, a builder's risk policy if there is major renovations going on.
Yeah, absolutely. You can use builder risk policies. Even like I mentioned, the DP1, which really is the only major difference is it excludes water damage, theft, and vandalism. You can get those types of policies as interim policies until you can get a better policy. What you want to wind up, again, is with the DP3 for a lot of reasons, because your major claims are going to be, again, at the end of the day, are going to be the water and the roof damage. So get into one of those policies. But yeah, there's a ton of temporary solutions.
Thank you for listening to the Copeland Morgan Media Real Estate Podcast. As you can imagine, producing this great educational content takes a lot of effort and commitment on our part. We only ask one thing in return. Please subscribe to our podcast using your favorite podcast app or by visiting copelandmorgan.com/podcast. And remember, there's no greater compliment than referring us to a friend or colleague. Until next time, I'm Jeff Copeland.